7:20 on a Friday morning. We're heading into the weekend, and it is a big weekend here in Northfield for, in particular, one department, entity, organization. That's the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Northfield is celebrating 150 years in the fire and rescue business. The fire station started back in 1872. Joining us now, who is not here in 1872, Aramis Wells. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Going?
Len Schrader is also with us. He's with the Antique Fire Trucks, Fire Engines Association. Len, thanks for coming in again today.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're the Minnesota Fire Engine Club, and you can find us at MNFEC.com, M-N-F-E-C.com.
All right. Let's talk about what's happening over the weekend. You've got a big celebration. Tomorrow we'll start off with Aramis. 150 years of the Northfield Fire Department. We were talking a little bit before we went on to the air. You've done a little bit of research and seen some things from earlier generations. I mean, 150 years, I don't know how many generations of firefighters we've had here in Northfield, but you've done a little bit of research in that vein.
I have, it's been quite the experience putting this whole show together, and people around town that know me know that I'm quite the photographer, and I love dealing with all the pictures and everything with this whole event, and being able to go through all the pictures and photos that we have at the fire hall and go through all the years and trying to dig up some old memories and everything, it's been a great experience to go through and see how things have changed from horse-drawn, you know, little steamers to what we have now, you know, million-dollar trucks, and it's pretty crazy how things have changed and technology has changed how we do things.
Well, you look at some of the pictures. I was looking on the NAFR's website and saw one of the old. You have a picture of one of the old fire engines from, I have no idea when, probably 100 years or more ago. And, boy, you think, wow, that at the time, that was state of the art, and they had to feel real good about their ability to fight some fires with that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm guessing, I don't know which picture you're looking at, but I'm guessing it's our Peter Persch. It's like a 1926. That's a similar truck to the one that we actually have down at the fire hall, which is a 1926 Peter Persch engine. And we've got quite a few pictures of that truck when it actually first arrived. We took a bunch of pictures up at Carlton, and it's really neat to see how that whole landscape has changed up there. You know, we took some pictures in front of Laird Hall, and Laird Hall looks exactly the same, other than the trees are, you know, 100 years older now, which back then, you know, they were just little saplings, and now they're massive, huge trees, and they block the view of everything else. You know, it's really neat to see.
We were talking a little bit once again before you came on the air here, and you had mentioned seeing some of those old photographs and trying to find where in town those were actually taken at, and then taking a current picture of that for contrast. Tell us about that.
Exactly. So part of what we're doing for the 150th is we're going to have quite a bit of memorabilia, old stuff going on inside the fire hall. We're going to have three old fire trucks there, and then we're going to have quite a few slideshows running also at the same time. So people can actually see what these old photos look like from, you know, before and after. There's a lot of photos that were taken 100, 120 years ago where the landscape of Northfield looks completely different from how it is today. And you can actually see like where that picture was taken and how it's changed. And it's just kind of a neat full cycle thing, you know, for history buffs. I mean, you don't even have to have interest in the fire department, but if you love history, I mean, there's going to be a lot to see down there. So it's going to be fun this weekend.
Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Let's talk about the festivities that will be going on. What time does the whole celebration kick off?
So the whole celebration kicks off at 4 o'clock. We're going to have things going on at the fire hall and in front of the fire hall. We're actually going to, unfortunately, we're shutting down the 5th Street Bridge again. It's been shut down most of the summer, but we're going to take over the bridge, and we're going to have things going on in that whole area. Like, we're taking over the entire block, and we'll have the whole history thing going on inside the fire hall. We're going to have three antique fire trucks inside the fire hall that, you know, you can climb on and see and check out. We're also going to have live demonstrations for, like, what happens in a kitchen fire if you put water on an oil fire or grease fire. We're going to have fire extinguisher demonstrations. We'll have those going on inside and outside. We have a helicopter showing up at 5 o'clock from North Air Care. They're going to land right there in Ames Park, and kids can see what a helicopter looks like that takes care of people that get in serious car accidents or whatever else. We're going to do an auto extrication at 6:30 right there at the fire hall on the ramp going into the bays. And then at the same time, as all this is going on, we're going to have Pumpers in the Park going on the 5th Street Bridge and over on Water Street over by the liquor store. So,
and that brings us into Len. you're part of this whole deal is the Pumpers in the Park. Tell us what people can expect tomorrow night.
Sure. We're going to have a Sunbelt rental pump. They give us a pump what produces about 2,500 gallons of water per minute. And we put that into a support truck, and we will put water in about 10 other trucks, and we'll shoot it about 70 feet in the air and right back into the Cannon River. At night, we turn on LED lights in the water stream, so it looks like a prolonged fireworks show. It's really, really cool. So come on down and check us out on menfec.com, MNFEC.com. There you can email us, join, and donate.
Now, I've got to ask you.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a trade secret that you can't tell me. But how do you get LED lights in those streams? How do you light those things up?
We've got a super secret recipe. No, we just get some LED lights that are on stands. And you can turn the colors on them and everything else like that. It's really, really cool.
Okay.
But that was our club president's idea. Like, I bet you this would work. And it did. So, but we're going to be having a static display where we're going to be behind Ames Mill. And we're going to be on the west side of the river behind Ames Mill from 4 to 7. We're going to have our antique trucks that we will not be using in the pumping demonstration. For instance, my 58 International Randolph truck will be over on the west side of the river for people to look at, and we'll have more of our antique apparatus that will not be pumping on the west side. But again, we'll be pumping water from 6 to 10 on the east side of the river in the Sesquicentennial Park. We're also going to have food. And we have, for those people who knew or know, Ed Miller, we have his 1947 LaFrance open cab, which is just a really cool truck. And that's going to be in the center bay of the fire hall. And members of the Fire Engine Club have been getting it roadworthy again and getting it getting it back to where it runs, and it's been a kind of a labor of love, but we can't wait to get it down here.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Let's. Yeah, how many trucks also will you have all together? You're going to have a number of the antique ones there. You're also going to have the pumpers. I'm presuming they have some antique or at least some heritage behind them as well.
Oh, we've got we've got over 74 pieces of apparatus in the club right now. I think we're going to have probably about 22 to 25 of our vehicles here. And that will also include the three Minneapolis Pirsches. They're 1966 Pirsch pumpers. And the hood on these trucks is about 12 feet long. I kid you not. 53 miles an hour is all you're going to get. But they were truly the Goliaths of the day in firefighting, and massive or big trucks back in 1966.
Boy, Aramis, do you ever wish you would have been around in 56 for a 12-foot hood? I think driving that to a fire would be an ordeal in itself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Some of these trucks, I mean, when you get started on the fire department, that journey started for me 22 years ago. You're just used to driving your regular old vehicles around, and then they expect you to jump in and drive these large fire trucks, and it's definitely an experience. It's much different than driving your Volkswagen around. So
let's put it this way, with a non-synchronized transmission or a shift, if you blow your shift, you pull over and you start over in the basement and work your way up again. These are unsynchronized transmissions, and you'll sit there and grind the gears. You'll grind them down to nothing.
So the bottom line is you're probably not giving test drives and demo drives.
No. It is an art to drive a manual transmission, mm-hmm. and especially if it's a non-synced transmission, and it's really a pain because you'll grind every gear out of the basement.
Grind them till you find them. Yep.
Pretty much. But massive fun trucks to look at. Should be pretty cool.
And will the owners be there? Will they explain a little bit? Will there be somebody there to explain what about the truck and the history?
There will be people around, mm-hmm. and we are also getting placards where we can say who the owner of the truck is, and we put it on the window. It gives a little brief description, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, all right. Back to Erebus here. What else do you have going on Saturday night?
So Saturday night is going to be capped by a dance. We're going to have a free dance up at the Grand. The band playing Saturday night is going to be Roadhouse 6. They're kind of a country classic rock band. They've played at Country Fest, and they're a pretty decent band. They've promised us that with the venue, they're pretty excited and everything, so they're bringing their full light show and everything. So it's going to be a pretty exciting night up at the Grand. I also wanted to touch on something, too, that I kind of forgot. One of the things that we're doing for live demonstrations down at the fire hall from 4 to 6, we're going to be doing a pump demonstration for the kids. So the kids will actually be able to take part in kind of like a live fire training where they get to learn how water gets fed into the truck. They'll actually get to jump in the truck, turn the water onto the hose, and then they'll go to another cycle where they'll actually get to man the end of the hose and try to spray water towards a little house. So they get, you know, really hands on and get to feel what it's like to kind of be a firefighter for a day. So,
all right.
So no, it's going to be a lot of things going on at the same time, and there's going to be a lot of fun events going on, and hopefully the weather turns out good for us. So
yeah, you think of all those kids, and I've gone to so many open houses through the years at the fire department. You look at those kids and how excited they are and how just focused on these things they are. And then before you know it, 20 years passes by, and they're the ones giving the actual instructions. They're on the fire department now. So that the fire department has done a great job of kind of recruiting its own and keeping the next generation involved.
Exactly, yeah. So good segue into that is if you want to visit Northfield Area Fire Rescue Services online, our website is NAFRS.org, and on that website you can learn all about fire department, how our governance works, learn a little bit about the joint powers and how we're governed. You can check out all of our equipment and kind of our community involvement on our website, and even fill out an employment application if you're interested in joining our fire department. So,
all right. Well, it's going to be a fun celebration of 150 years. You've had a strong and rich heritage, so let's all celebrate that tomorrow and come on out just to downtown. Once again, the bridge is going to be closed, but we've learned to live with that.
It's only for a day this time, yeah. I promise.
We have alternate routes we can pick out. Erebus, Len, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you both tomorrow, I'm sure, during the celebration. But we appreciate the work that you do and what you're bringing to the community.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Len Schrader with Minnesota Fire Engines Club, and also Erebus Wells with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Be sure to head on down to downtown Northfield. The fire department will be starting up. Things start up at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so it's fun for the whole family.